You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD. Today, I'm going to have one story, and I have an important announcement first, though. The scheduling, at least for this week, is my show will start at will be a 3 to 4 show from Monday through Thursday, and on Friday it will be a 3 to 5 show. That should simplify everyone's life, and really my only problem with it is I do have a class between 12:10 and 12:30 on Tuesday and Thursday, as well as a class following it at 5:40 in the evening. So it's going to be rather tight on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And what I mean by that, I'm going to have to come here, obviously, in the morning to prepare the show and then give it later in the afternoon at 3. But this hopefully will simplify everyone's life. I hope there are no more changes. We've been kind of bouncing around. I actually came in here early today thinking I had an 11 o'clock start from 11 to 12. It turns out I was wrong. It was really 2. And after really looking at the board, looking at the schedule, I decided, I decided about 5 minutes ago that let's make it from 3 to 4 every day. Now, the problem is if some student wants a time slot, and I hope this doesn't happen. Usually, by about the third week, the schedule is more or less in place, fourth week at the very latest. But I don't think there's that many students, at least this semester, that want to commit to a show. And if this is the first time you've ever given a show, we give students 1 hour a week. If in your second or third semester, you can have 2 hours, and time permitting, you could have an hour show or a 2 hour show. And we do have a lot of open slots, so if anyone wants to present a show, and I need to say this, any student at registered student at Richland College, registered for credit classes, can have a show of at least an hour per week. Most of the students tend to give music shows where they'll play music that they like and maybe give some commentary. I think I'm the only one recently that does a talk show. I'm really committed to, you know, my goal is to become a nationally syndicated, commercially syndicated talk radio show. I fully believe I can carry at least a 3 hour show. That's not difficult if you prepare for it. I mean, that's the key. Talk to anyone in talk radio, they will tell you show prep or preparation. What I do when I prepare this show, I spent the last couple of hours looking at videos, reading articles, reading news stories, and what I do is tied to what are breaking news stories. And so normally I don't really know what I'm going to do when I come in. Occasionally I do. I more or less thought that I might do illegal immigration, but I really wanted to read the news stories. And the reason why I'm doing illegal immigration, it was in the news last week, and it's going to be in the news tomorrow, because tomorrow the President of the United States is going to give his State of the Union message, and he's going to tell us how great it is. Well, it isn't very great, because there's at least 30 million Americans, probably closer to 35 million Americans, that are looking for a permanent full-time job, a good-paying permanent full-time job. We have a little less than 12 million that are officially unemployed, according to government statistics, that really grossly understate the people that are unemployed, because they have their little quirks. For example, when they do their survey, household survey, from which the unemployment rate is determined, they will ask you the question, have you looked for a job in the last 4 weeks? And if you answer no, you are no longer considered unemployed. You have left the labor force. You're a discouraged worker. Now, what's even worse, if you haven't found a job in a year and are not looking, you're permanently a discouraged worker. You don't even appear in their what I call the total unemployment figure, the U6 figure, which is a little bit more representative. You don't count there as well. What is counted there is people that do have part-time jobs. And what's happening, if you've been looking for jobs, most of the jobs that are offered today have at least three or more applicants for the position, and it's usually a part-time job, which means less than 30 hours and usually less than 20 hours. So the economy has been stagnating. If you're fortunate enough to have a permanent full-time job, congratulations, but don't pat yourself on the back because the next recession will be coming shortly. And when that happens, the unemployment rate, even the official headline number, which has been going down, will spike up again. And the only reason why it has been going down is because the labor participation rate has hit a 38-year low. It hasn't been this low at 62.8%. Last time it was at 62.8% was in March of 1978, which means there's a lot of people out there that would take a full-time job if they could only find one and get an offer. Because, like I said, there are many, many applicants for each job. It depends on the job. There are at least three, according to the Department of Labor, but my experience has been there are usually dozens. And the problem is you got to have the experience. So if you're a recent college graduate or a recent high school, guess what? Your competition is a lot greater because you don't have the experience, you don't have the skill sets, and you're competing against people that do. So it's really difficult. That's why the teenage unemployment rate has been over 20% for the last 5 years, as long as President Obama has been in office. Now I'm going to give you some bad news. What do I think that the president is going to say in the State of the Union message? Well, one thing that's fairly certain, he's going to propose an increase in the minimum wage, probably to at least $9 or $10, somewhere in that neighborhood. Now, some of you that have a part-time, well, that'd be terrific. I'd get if you're making the minimum wage, would think that's terrific. I'm going to get a pay raise. Well, before you go out and spend that money, keep this in mind. Let's say, and this is an easy example, let's say you're making $7.50 an hour, and there are two of you at the local Burger King or McDonald's, whatever restaurant, and let's say the minimum wage went to $15 an hour. I'm trying to keep this simple. It's not going to go to $15, but let's say it did. What do you think the employer is going to do? He's going to fire one of you. It's that simple. He can only afford to pay $7.50 an hour. That's why he has two of you. So if it goes up to $15 an hour, what is he going to do? He's going to fire one of you. And I always say, well, why stop at $9 or $10? Why don't we make it $20 or $25 an hour? That's a living wage. $20 an hour. Based on a 2,000 hours working full-time a year, is $40,000. That's, in other words, working 50 weeks at 40 hours is 2,000 hours. Multiply it by $20, that's $40,000. That's a slightly below average, the American wage, but that's not a bad-paying job. There are many college grads that would take it, as well as high school. So why don't we make it $20? Well, the reason is the people that push this are really the unions. And Obama owes his election as president both times to the unions, big time. They're big time supporters. The unions are the Democratic Party and Barack Obama. And the payback for the unions is to increase the minimum wage. Because guess what happens when the minimum wage goes up? What also goes up? The wages of the union members. Who gets hurt? You got it. The young people, the people that are unskilled, because what happens is invariably every time the minimum wage, or almost every time the minimum wage has gone up, what happens almost immediately? The teenage unemployment rate increases dramatically. It spikes up. So don't applaud, especially if you don't have a job, don't applaud the raising of the minimum wage, because that's just going to make it more difficult for you to get a job. Not hard to understand. It's basic economics. Most professional economists, not all, but most professional economists are against wage and price controls as well as the minimum wage. Because if your real objective is to increase the living standards of the American people, especially those that are in the low income brackets or even making less than the poverty line, if you're in that kind of situation, increasing the minimum wage is only going to hurt you. It's not going to help you. And especially if you're a black teenager, you know, the unemployment there, depending on the city, is usually between 40 and 50%. That's not good, folks. But let me give you the real bad news. The real bad news. Apparently, and I'm waiting to see what he's going to say, and I'll update you Wednesday after he gives the speech. Supposedly, the president is going to recommend that Congress increase the legal immigration rate from its current level of a little over a million people are come here legally. They're immigrants. If you come here legally, you're an immigrant. From over a million to 3 million. What do you think that's going to do for your all your low unskilled people, as well as people that make more? That means you're going to have more competitors. We already have, conservatively, somewhere between 25 and 35 million Americans that really are looking for a full-time job and would take it. Now you're going to increase it at a rate of 3 million a year. In 10 years, that's 30 million. And that's legal, folks. That is legal immigration. Now, let me get you the worst news. If you think that's bad, what else are they going to do? What about illegal immigration? Really, you can't be an illegal immigrant. There's no such thing. You're an illegal alien. In other words, you broke into the United States, which is a misdemeanor. If you do it twice, it's a felony. And the thing that drives me nuts is when the secretary, we have a new Secretary of Homeland Security, guy named, he's a lawyer, his name is Johnson, Secretary Jeha Johnson. And supposedly he's a very fine lawyer. He has common sense, somewhat articulate. I listened to his speech. I don't think he's very good on reading speeches. My only advice to him, don't read a speech. Give a speech. Present a speech. Nothing is more deadly than to read a speech. Now, President Obama does it because he reads off a teleprompter. And, Mr. Secretary, that would be better than what you did. But I'm glad you made the speech. I'm not glad what you said. But there's something I need to say right at the top before we even get into the details of a speech. You've heard probably said many, many times by people in the administration, actually some Republicans as well and Democrats, there are 11 million illegal aliens in the United States. Have you heard that number? Sometimes they say 12, but usually there are 11 million illegal aliens in the United States. That's a big lie, folks. That's a gigantic whopper. That's a big whopper if there ever was one. It is somewhere between 30 and 50 million. I think it's around 40 plus, not 11 million. The reason they're using the 11 million figure, and they've been using this for over 10 years, because it's a lesser number. If they told you the real number, or anything close to the real number, and I would say the real number, like I said, is somewhere between 40 and 50 million, what do you think the American people would do? They would be screaming, hollering, demonstrating, protesting across this country. But that's what both the leadership and the Democratic Party, and sad to say in the Republican Party, they all use this number. And I've done research into this. It's a bogus number. And why do I say that? There have been studies, even by government entities, that for it's factored off the number of people that come here illegally and at the border, primarily the Mexican border, but to some extent the Canadian as well, but primarily the Mexican-U.S. border. That for every one apprehension, in other words, they catch the person sneaking into the country, the conservative and really the lowball number is there's at least 3 million that get away, that get in. And the apprehensions are over a million. The number bounces around depending on the administration and how vigorously they want to enforce immigration law. And that's another issue. But this has been going on for years, over a decade. You do the math. Multiply 13 years by 3. That's 39 million at least. Now, why do I say that's the conservative lowball number? If you talk to the people on the border, they will tell you it's more like 4 or 5 on average. Let's take 5 million by 13 years. That's 65 million. Think that's too high? Okay, we'll take 4. 4 times 13 is 42 million. Now, what you need to factor in is some of these people go back to Mexico to visit and then come back again. They don't do it that often because it costs them money to sneak over. They usually have to pay a coyote several thousand dollars or smuggle drugs in to get a discount rate to get back in. So they're not. So you need to understand that. Don't buy and fall for this bogus, phony 11 million number. The government is in the best position to determine what the true estimate is, and they do have satellites that take photographs of the U.S. border, and you could probably get a much better estimate. And all of these numbers, just like the unemployment numbers, are estimates. And I have, and I need to say this because I didn't say it at the top of the show. The way you listen to the Pronk Pop show is you go to my companion blog, which is pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops, P-R-O-N-K, P-O-P-S, .wordpress.com. And at the very top, you will have links to the last roughly 60 shows, and below that, you'll have a complete archive of all my shows. And when you click on the link, it will take you to Podomatic, which stores my podcast, and you can either download it or stream it at your convenience. And that's probably 99.99999% of all my listeners. That's how they listen to the show. Even though this is going over the internet as we speak, very, very few of my listeners actually listen to it. Because, like I said, we've had some ups and downs or constant rescheduling of my show, even though my Friday slot is from 3 to 5. Occasionally, I have to reschedule that because of my own personal conflicts. So that's how you listen to it. But below it, I have a number of articles as well as YouTube videos. And several of these YouTube videos, there's one that you must see, absolutely must look at to put the immigration in perspective. And that's Immigration by the Numbers Off the Charts by Roy Beck. It's less than 10 minutes long. Well, it's nine minutes and 31 seconds. I think anyone that wants to discuss immigration should first see this video. Anyone. I saw this in an earlier version, which is very, very good, but I wanted to give you the latest version as also what's happening in the world. And you got to keep in mind, the world today consists of over 7 billion people. Over 7 billion people, of which approximately half of that number, 3 billion plus, make less than $2 a day. And the United States recently is allowing only 1 million people to enter legally into the United States. And I think that number is too high because for the first 200 years, the average, and this is legal immigration, not illegal, legal immigration to the United States was 250,000 people for the first roughly 200 years. What's happened over the last roughly 15 years, Congress has bumped that up to now it's over 1 million people. Did they ask the American people that's what they want? No, they didn't, because if they asked the American people, they would say no. Are you crazy? Because the more people you let in, especially people that are unskilled, don't speak English, many of them are illiterate, don't speak English, can't read or write, what type of jobs do you think they're going to get? They're going to get unskilled jobs, janitor jobs, stocking jobs, picking fruit, farm agricultural jobs, and construction. It's, in essence, manual labor. Now, all of those jobs at one point and even today are done by American citizens. But because these illegal aliens, and that is the correct legal definition, they are illegal aliens. I actually take a step further. They're criminal aliens Because why I say that, it is, first of all, a crime to enter the United States without. I've traveled abroad. I'm sure you traveled abroad. When you do, you have to present your passport. Some countries you have to have a visa, and you're in some countries you got to have medical records to get in the country. And that's every country. It's passport control. Now, once you're in Europe, for example, you can move around Europe. But you got to have documents proving who you are. What's your identity? Every country does it, and that's the law, and so do we. We have laws that say that's what you have to do when you enter the United States. Even though I was a United States citizen, when I came back, I had to present my passport at customs. And, you know, do you have anything to declare, yes or no? I might have had some few gifts. Well, welcome back to the United States, Mr. Pronk. Have a good day. Now, if you're and when I went abroad, they would ask for my papers. Why are you coming into the country? Usually it was business, well, either tourism or business. That's just the way of the world. However, if you come here illegally, you're not doing that. That's why the first time it's a misdemeanor. The second time you do it, it's a felony if you get caught at. But that's just the start of the crimes. If you're trying to get it, most people come to the United States for a number of reasons. Number one is freedom. They don't like where they're living right now. They want the freedoms and liberties that you have in the United States. Even though the United States ranking has fallen to 14th in the world, it's still fairly high up there. People are not flooding out of the United States. Yes, there's some, but that's really the super rich that might be fleeing. Most people are trying to get into the United States one way or the other. That's the simple fact. And if you are considering leaving, there's not many countries that you would want to go to. There are some that have more economic freedom. But usually, to get into those countries, you better have money. They control their borders as opposed to the United States. The United States, of all the countries across the globe, bar none, are the most generous in terms of legal immigration. Because we allow over a million people to legally immigrate to the United States. And what President Obama wants to do is increase to that to 3 million. Now, do I think that's going to pass? No, because the American people will be outraged if he proposes it. And if you want to commit political suicide, go vote for it, either Democrats or Republicans. You see, the American people support legal immigration. Usually, though, not at the levels that we have now. And I've said this on the show before, I think the level of legal immigration should fluctuate with the unemployment rate. So if we're at or if we're near full employment, which I define as 3% or less, then you could have the maximum. And I think the maximum at most 500,000. Some would like to make it less than that, get back to the average of 250,000. That's fine with me, but I think what we should do is tie it to the unemployment, the U3 number. So if the U3 unemployment rate number published by the Department of Labor, Bureau of Labor Statistics, is at 3% or less, then the maximum number of legal, I need to underline that, legal immigrants should be 500,000 a year. Conversely, if the unemployment rate, for example, is above 6%, the maximum should be 250,000. Now, where are we today? The unemployment today is 6.7%. And the only reason why it's 6.7%, you've had millions of Americans that have become so discouraged that they no longer are participating in the labor force. We have over 91.8 million Americans that are today not participating in the labor force. That's over 92 million. Now, of those 92 million, most are voluntarily don't want to participate. That the easiest example of that is mothers that take care of their babies. When they have one or more children, they rather than work, they stay home and raise the children. At least that's the way it used to be. Today, a lot of mothers put their children in daycare centers and work. I'm not fond of that because I think we should go back to when I was growing up, it was the common situation is the husband worked And if there were small children, the wife stayed home until the children could go to school, elementary school, and in some cases, kindergarten. And that enabled, at that point, because you know your child is going to be in school from roughly 8 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon, you could take a job or a part-time job if you wanted to, or you could stay home. Today, to raise their standard of living, and because of the high taxes in city, state, a lot of families, both the husband and wife, work, but it costs money to put the child in daycare. But they still think it's worthwhile because the spouse, whoever it is, usually the wife, makes enough money to pay for the daycare and makes some money, extra money. That's their right. If that's your choice, fine. I'm not going to interfere with that. I think the problem is we're overtaxed. We have too much government spending, too much taxes. And if we reduce the size of the government and in turn reduce the size of the taxes, you wouldn't need two people to earn money to raise a family. It should only require one. That's the price. See, big government is destroying the family. They don't want to tell you that, but they are. Okay, I got a little astray, and I got to get my train of thought. I'm dealing with legal immigration before I get into illegal and to get onto this news story. It's anticipated, we'll see tomorrow evening, whether President Obama is actually going to propose this. That is that's in the rumor mill right now, that he's going to propose a significant increase in the number of legal immigrants that are allowed in the country from roughly a little over 1 million to 3 million. What he's really doing is making more illegal aliens have access to the very long line of legal. Because let's face it, 3 million over 10 years is 30 million. But what did I say at the very beginning? For every illegal alien that gets caught at the border, anywhere from 3 to 5, some have said the number is as high as 7. I'm going to use 4. It's not the low end, it's not the high end, but it is towards the low end. What that means is you have every year for the last decade, 4 million per year are crossing the border illegally. For the first thing they do, they want to work here. What do? They get documents, fraudulent documents, as well as some steal identities, some steal Social Security numbers. Now, why do they do this? Now, this is a second crime. Remember, the first crime, the first time you get caught is you get a misdemeanor on the record. You might not get caught because most of them don't. The majority are not caught. But they have committed a crime by breaking into the country, by not presenting their papers at a designated spot, point of entry, to an immigration official and customs official. So they've broken the law to get in here. They've broken the law to get the documents. Then they break the law again to work here for years. What? I don't think you should reward criminal behavior. Now, this is very logical. If you reward criminal behavior, what do you get? More crime. Not hard to understand. If we don't enforce existing immigration law, and what does existing immigration law say? If you're here illegally, you should be deported to your country of origin. And for most illegals, not all, that country of origin is either Central or South America, primarily Mexico. Over 70% of the illegal aliens come from Mexico. The rest come primarily from Latin South America, but more and more, especially over the last decade, are what the Border Patrol calls OTMs. What are OTMs other than Mexican? In other words, they can be coming for countries that are not in Latin America or South America, but from the Middle East, for example, Iran, Lebanon, Palestine, you name it. You see why the legal immigration is too high, and if the president gets his way, I don't think he is, but he wants to increase it by 3 million. Usually the American people are not asked. Congress just willy-nilly does this. The problem is the American people are waking up big time. Why are they waking up? Their children and grandchildren can't find jobs. They can't find jobs. Their friends can't find jobs. We've had a persistently high unemployment rate really since 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 6 years. 6 years of persistently high unemployment rates. We're on a verge of another recession that will spike that up. Now, what do our ruling elites, both Democrat and Republican, propose to do? Increase the level of legal immigration, triple it. What does that mean? More competition for a job. You know what I get a laugh at? The president goes on and on about economic inequality and the middle class are suffering. Yet what does he propose to do? He proposed to make it worse for teenagers and every American by doing this. And he compounds it by favoring amnesty for illegal aliens that are in the United States today. And it's not 11 million, it's 40 million plus. And I think you can make a strong case it's over 50. You don't hear that number in the news much. Now, if you're knowledgeable and know what's going on, that the range of estimates, and it's been getting worse and worse and worse, you know it. The American people don't want this. There have been polls after polls after polls. And I'll summarize it real simple. The American people favor legal immigration. Now, you get a range of estimates as to how much. No one is in favor of 2-3 million. Most of the number is from zero to around a million, with, I think, the majority of people in the middle of that number. Now, I grant you, most people just couldn't tell you. But if you do a little homework, the number one video is that immigration by the numbers. But below that, and you need to listen to this, there was a meeting, this is over going on 7 years ago, where they had a number of experts, and one of them was a gentleman called Walsh, and I have the video. And he was a litigator. He says, I'm a lawyer. I'm a litigator. He tries people. He would routinely go across both the Canadian and Mexican borders, their major entry post, and talk with literally hundreds of Border Patrol agents. And he's written an article. It's dated, again, it's 2007. But he said, conservatively, at least 3 illegal aliens get in the country for every one that's apprehended. And would readily admit, if you talk to border agents, they would say 4, 5, 6, 7. It's going to vary from location to location and border agents to border agents. And admittedly, it's an estimate. How do you count the uncountable? Now, what's going on here? And what's in the news that's really upsetting me? The secretary, newly appointed secretary, supposedly a very sharp lawyer named Johnson, gives a speech to the U.S. Conference of Mayors. And many of those mayors are committing crimes. And what I mean by that? Dallas, for example, is a sanctuary city. Our police force is instructed not to ask for documentation as to where, let's say they make a traffic stop, they are going to ask for a Texas driver's license. But they can't ask, what country are you from? Are you here legally or illegally? I can't ask that question because they're not supposed to enforce immigration law. The federal government is. Unfortunately, the federal government isn't enforcing it. Or a better way to say it, they're not rigorously enforcing it. Because if only 1 out of 4 are apprehended, and that's the conservative estimate, it's more like 1 out of 5, 1 out of 6, maybe 1 out of 7. There are a lot of illegal aliens getting in. 3 or 4 million every year, at least 3 to 4 million every year. And this has been going on for 13 years. You see why I'm saying the number is somewhere between 40 and 50 million, and maybe even more? And why all officials, including him, he uses the 11 million. We have 11 million, and the phrase that I hate, they need to come out of the shadows. Mr. Johnson, they're out of the shadows. I'm sitting in a studio, and it has a window, and there are illegal aliens going by that window every day. Most of them are janitors that work here for one of the vendors. They're illegal aliens. Now, it doesn't make, if you try to call one of the agencies that's under Homeland Security, and I have a link to them, is ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. It used to be INS, the Immigration and Naturalization Service. Now ICE comes under the Secretary of Homeland Security. They had a big reshuffling of the bureaucracies as to which, for example, Customs used to be under the Department of Treasury. Now they combine Customs with Immigration and Natural Service. You get ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and they put it under Homeland Security. Now I need to remind Secretary Johnson, since he's a lawyer, that I'm sure he raised his hand, one hand on the Bible, and raised his hand and took an oath to defend, protect the Constitution of the United States. And that and I take that very seriously. I had to take that oath when I was in the Air Force. And if you're a government employee, you have to take that, especially if you're an official. And he, again, is Secretary of Homeland Security. I expect him to enforce existing immigration law. If you don't like the existing immigration law, then change it. And they have been trying. The bigs, I call them bigs. George Bush and his crowd were full of bigs, and so is President Obama. They're big interventionist government statists. They want to make the government bigger and bigger. And the result is a warfare, welfare state. That's what we have. If you don't believe me, just look at the federal government and where the money is spent. And if that's not a warfare, welfare state, I don't know what is. We have the biggest warfare, welfare state on the planet, on the entire planet. We are truly a super bigs, big interventionist government status. And really, the only difference between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party is where they want to spend the money. The Democrats want to increase welfare and entitlement programs, and the Republican parties want to increase defense spending, the warfare. That's what's going on. So what this secretary was saying is he thinks the 11 million, it's not 11 million, it's more like 40 to 50 million, illegal alien, now he didn't call them illegal aliens, probably use the, I'm looking for the phrase. Usually it's undocumented workers. There's no such thing. If you come here illegally, you're an immigrant. If you come here illegally, you're an illegal alien. Those are the legal terms, Mr. Attorney. He knows it. Just look it up. Google it. You can get the law and read it for yourself. I have. I haven't looked at it today, but I have in the past gone over that law. And what they should be doing is deporting these people, not giving them citizenship or a pathway to citizenship or amnesty. You do not reward criminal behavior. And I'm ashamed that you have a Secretary of Homeland Security saying this at the Conference of Mayors. Now, he said it there because the mayors of these major cities are supporting sanctuary cities. In other words, come on up. We need as many illegal aliens as we can get. Now, the reason why the Democratic Party wants to do this is simple. It's very, very simple. They think all these people are going to be Democrats. We make them legal, and it's not 11 million, and the Republican Party better wake up to this. Some of them fall for it. They think they're going to have a lock on all political offices because they're going to get all these illegal aliens as voters. Now, the black community better wake up, because guess what? Who is really hurt the most with illegal aliens as well as an increase of the immigration? I will tell you so. Tell you. It's blacks and Hispanics. Low-skilled blacks and Hispanics that do not have either a high school or college degree. They're going to find themselves permanently unemployed. Now, if you want to continue to applaud this president, be my guest. But you're going to be on welfare the rest of your life. You're going to be a dependent of the government. You're going to be a slave or a serf to the government. You're going to be dependent on a welfare check. Do you want that as your future? I don't. I think all American citizens' standard of living should go up. The answer is full-time jobs. It is not more illegal immigration. It is not more legal immigration. And that is what the vast majority of American people want. In other words, the ruling elite are ignoring the will of the American people. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We are the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD. Stay tuned tomorrow at 3 to 4.